From the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs, this is the Locked On Chiefs podcast.
Welcome back to Locked On Chiefs. We have a great show for you today. All three of us are here to give our individual takes. We're going to talk with Seth about his experience last week at the game, and then we're going to preview this game. We are brought to you today by DraftKings. We have a special code for you, Locked On, when you go sign up there. And we have some custom leagues that are available. Check out more during the first commercial break. But right now, let's start talking some Chiefs.
Real quick, we're going to talk to Seth Kaiser about his experience at Arrowhead on Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens. Seth, welcome back.
Hey, it's good to be back. You know, it's been a weird week, so I'm sorry I couldn't chat with you about this stuff sooner. But man, what a game. I know we're previewing tonight, but I mean, what a game.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. It was just such an unbelievable experience at Arrowhead. We were in the end zone, but only seven rows up. And so I've never been nearly that close before. And it was such a rocking experience, man. I've never heard Arrowhead like that.
Yeah. Arrowhead is amazing. I've been actually in the second row of the end zone once. And it was rocking then too. I have to ask the question. Obviously Arrowhead was rocking. It's a great sign going for Thursday night. What did you see from Mahomes? Because I'm sure it looked a lot different being able to watch it from where you were as opposed to watching it on TV.
Sure. What stands out so much is how difficult he is to bring down. That stands out. I mean, you see it on the broadcast, you know, you see him escaping sacks and doing this and doing that, but how close these guys are getting and how fast they are and the windows that he's using to escape, they really stand out when you're there live, especially from an end zone view. And the windows that he's fitting some of these like no look passes. And that's the other thing that really stands out. When you are in the end zone view, his no look passes fake you out too. I mean, look, I do this, I guess you'd call it professionally. I analyze football for part of my living. And there were like four different plays where I looked the wrong way when he threw. I was like, where'd the ball go? And then I realized, you know, oh, you know, it's in DeMarcus Robinson's hands. It's where, I mean, it was so impressive.
So what you're telling me is that even a experienced veteran like yourself was thrown off multiple times during that game.
Exactly. I can't imagine what it's like to play against him because I have the benefit of being multiple yards away. You know, I have the benefit of seeing the whole thing. I cannot imagine the frustration teams feel playing against Patrick Mahomes. And so that was one thing that really stood out live. As always, but I've seen this before, Tyreek Hill's speed live is breathtaking. It's genuinely breathtaking. And here's the interesting thing. Even after he got hurt, he was still limping around one of the fastest players on the field. So like a gimpy Tyreek Hill is still a really, really fast NFL receiver.
Yep. And it does sound like he's going to play on Thursday night, so that's a good sign for Kansas City moving forward. Real quick, I want to flip it over to the other side of the ball. Looking at the defense, what did you see from the defense when you were there?
I would call the struggles they had defending the run in part created by how good Baltimore is at running the ball. Sometimes the other guys are just really good at what they do. And I understand everyone's fed up with the run defense, but a lot of it is just tough to defend that read option attack. And Baltimore's got a very good offensive line. I will say, as I've reviewed the film and I wrote about this, the inside linebackers continue to struggle. There were multiple times where you could tell they're just thinking so much because they would hit the wrong hole or be running the wrong way. And that's frustrating to watch the middle of that defense. And they put a lot of money into Anthony Hitchens. And so make no mistake, Hitchens is going to be around for at least the next 2 years. At least. Because his contract demands it.
And I just want to throw this out there. I'm actually excited that Hitchens will be around in 2 years, mainly because I don't think Bob Sutton survives two more years. I think Hitchens fits his defense.
Yep.
I don't think that Sutton is using him the way he needs to be used. And to me, that's a coaching error.
I would agree with that. I think you want Hitchens used more like he was used in Dallas, where he was asked to attack. Not this hesitate and react stuff. He's not a sideline to sideline guy. He's close. He's got decent athleticism, but he is by far at his best when he's attacking. He can shed blockers, but having him attack, it just helps. It makes all the difference in the world. I personally would love to see a steady diet of Dorian O'Daniel and Anthony Hitchens at linebacker next year as the Chiefs adjust to the modern NFL world.
And I think that's something that you definitely could see, because I think Dorian O'Daniel is going to get a bigger share going forward. Well, that is going to wrap up what you saw on Sunday. We are going to shift into going into Thursday at this point. So, Seth, thank you very much for running over that, because I know people wanted to hear your opinion on what you thought during the game.
Hey, you know, I'm happy to share it. I'm excited to talk about this game as well.
All right, let's move on to Chiefs Chargers. Seth, this is the game of the year for both teams, really.
I think that is quite true. The interesting thing, though, is that this is much more important in a lot of ways for the Chargers than it is for the Chiefs. Because even though losing puts the Chiefs it puts them in a tough situation where they have to win out if they want the one seed. That's it. It just means they have to win out, right? Yep. Whereas for the Chargers, if they lose, they have to hope the Chiefs lose out, and then they win out. And if I'm doing the math right there, and even then, would that even be enough?
No.
Because then they'd just be tied. Yeah, the Chiefs win the division if they win. The Chargers, this is everything. This is their chance to win the division. And if they lose, what is that?
I'm not actually, now I think about it, I'm not sure, because the Chiefs would be 4-2 in the division. The Chargers would be 4-2 in the division.
But it wouldn't matter, because the Chiefs would have beaten them twice head to head.
True. So there you go.
So yeah, right. So if the Chargers lose, the best they can do is a fifth seed. It means they have to go through Foxborough or Kansas City or wherever.
Baltimore. Houston, Pittsburgh, one of those places.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to play Baltimore in the playoffs. I told that to a bunch of Baltimore fans on my way out. I was like, I don't want to see you guys again. This was too stressful.
So, yeah, no, this is a huge game for the Chargers. I do think it's a big game for Kansas City as well. They are going to get people back, actually. It sounds like Eric Berry is going to play.
What?
And they're going red on red, which is, I think, a good call for them. So they're going to miss Spencer Ware and Cam Irving. And obviously Sammy Watkins isn't going to play, but I think they're going to be in a good position otherwise.
Absolutely. And this, what a huge chance for Ryan's guy, Darrell Williams. He might finally get a legitimate shot here. And so it'll be cool. I personally have a lot of confidence in Damian Williams. I think he showed some useful traits on Sunday. I like Spencer Ware a lot, but I think they'll be okay without him. It's a bummer that, you know, it looks like Watkins won't be able to go either. I mean, they've got some injury bug, but really, Barry being back, that's huge. Even if I only expect him to play, you know, 15 to 20 snaps, and he'll probably be pretty rusty. I don't care. I care about the emotional lift that it gives the team, the intensity lift that it gives the team, the help he can provide with communication on the back end, just that overall leadership that the defense has been missing this year. I'm just so excited. Plus, every snap that he plays now just gets him that much more into game shape and that much more rounded into the defense and ready for the home stretch.
Yeah, you cannot convince me that he's not going to be in shape. Eric Berry is a freak human being, and I mean that in the best of ways towards him. But what I will say is he's going to be in phenomenal shape regardless of whether or not he's in football shape. Obviously, he's not going to be, and he probably cannot play the entire game, you wouldn't think. But him being there and him actually being able to play is a huge boost to them. Yes, I know he's been on the sideline, but it's so much different when he's actually able to play in the game. And you heard, I mean, on Sunday, there was talk about how Justin Houston got called out by Justin Hamilton, which just seems awfully strange. But at the same time, when people, and I don't mean questioning in a bad way, but when people come up and they question you and they challenge you to do better and you're able to go and do that, you know Eric Berry's that type of player. He's going to get in people's faces. He's going to be asking for their best. And he makes a huge difference on the back end of this defense.
Absolutely. And I thought that Houston story was interesting as well. I couldn't tell. I mean, the fact that it was Houston that was saying it, it sounded more to me like Hamilton basically said, you know, you're our guy. We need you to bring us home. So I don't know if he was necessarily calling out like a lack of effort or anything, but it was very much like saying, hey, we need you to make a play. You need to be the man here. Yep. And I love that though, because that's something Barry will do too. And that's something this defense needs. They do have some talent. They've got some deficiencies too, but they need guys that call one another out. I thought Justin Hamilton did all right on the field as well. I mean, he wasn't great, but I thought he looked all right as a run stopper. Well, so, I mean, overall, lots to be happy about.
For Kansas City, this really puts three people on their defense as superstars, in my opinion. And Dee Ford is really close to being a star. He's played very well. He kind of has shied away in the past couple of weeks, hasn't done near as much. But then you have a superstar in Chris Jones on the defensive line. You have a superstar in Justin Houston. And now you have a superstar on the back end, which is really what you need in Eric Berry.
And that's absolutely true. And, you know, hopefully at a certain point, you can just, you know, you can get that superstar Berry back. For right now, even just competent level of play would be an upgrade over what they've had.
Yep. And I didn't mention this earlier, and I want to mention it now. Hill sounds like he's going to play as well, so that's also big for Kansas City. All right, we need to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk, and Ryan is actually going to talk as well, Mr. 11 fullbacks on the roster.
You're absolutely right, I am. Right now, let's talk about DraftKings. We have our own league set up. If there's a link in the show notes, follow that. And here's a word from our newest sponsor.
Thursday, the Chiefs have a huge showdown with the Los Angeles Chargers. This single game will go a long way to clearing up the playoff picture, and it could go a long way for you to win huge cash prizes. Single game fantasy football is the newest way to play one day fantasy at DraftKings, the leader in one day fantasy football. If you've been thinking about trying DraftKings, now is the time. DraftKings has taken fantasy football from just 1 week to one game, making it easier to draft your lineup. All you have to do is draft six players from the Chargers-Chiefs game, one captain and five other players. Your captain will earn 1.5 times the points. Go for the value with Sammy Watkins or for star power with Patrick Mahomes. It's that simple. Six players from one game. Just stay under the salary cap and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Go to DraftKings.com or download the app now. Use code LOCKEDON to enter a single game contest for free this week with your first deposit and compete for your share of over $1 million in total prizes. That's code LOCKEDON only at DraftKings. The game inside the game. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. All right, so coming back and looking at this game specifically, one thing that I will throw out there real quick, and this is going to you, Ryan, you look at this game, you look at what it means for Los Angeles, and let me say that correctly, and they sound like they're going to be missing. Austin Eckler is obviously out. They say Melvin Gordon is questionable, but I saw reports earlier this week saying he's not going to play. I have a really hard time believing he plays because – to me, yes, this game means everything to them, but if they don't have him, their postseason is really going to hurt.
Well, and I agree with you. The only thing that I would say is they're going to have a postseason either way. They're going to be a wild card even if they lose this game and another. So if you're Anthony Lynn, maybe you're trying to play games. Maybe you're trying to – Melvin, are you ready? Are you ready? If you're really not – don't risk it because you're going to have a playoff matchup. You got to make sure that you're ready for. So I think that's important, but I tend to agree with you. I have a feeling he's going to play this game.
I just want to point out, Chris, that you and I almost pitched a shutout there and I'm so sad. We almost had Ryan completely shut out. You just had to last one more segment and we would have had him.
Yeah, but here's the problem. You got to remember he edits and he will throw his voice in there even when.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
So yeah, it, like Team Ryan and whatnot. But you know, honestly, you look at this matchup from Kansas City's perspective, and you look at their offense versus the Los Angeles defense. I like Mahomes in this matchup. I like the team that's Kansas City's bringing to the table. And one thing I really like about this matchup is, yes, you're not going to have Sammy Watkins, but you're also going to have something this time that you didn't have last time in Kelvin Benjamin. And Los Angeles has no idea how you're going to use him.
That's very true.
I think that could be big.
That's very true. Yeah, look,
literally and figuratively. I mean,
he's a big dude.
Yeah, he is.
When I look at, you know, people talk about the Chargers defense. I mean, here's the deal. The Chiefs offense has played, let me count here, 1, 2, 3 defenses that are ranked higher in Football Outsiders defensive efficiency than the Chargers. They've also played the Rams, who are right behind them, and the Browns, who are a little farther behind them. And they've yet to be stopped. And so I'll believe a team can really stop the Chiefs when I see it. Because the dirty little secret is the Chiefs haven't had a super easy schedule this year in terms of the defenses they've faced. They've just been awesome. And so I like the Chiefs offense in this matchup too, because I like the Chiefs offense against literally every matchup, except maybe Chicago. That's just because I haven't seen them play them yet.
Ryan, you're Mr. Defense and Mr. 11 fullbacks, and I know you don't like all this offensive explosion, so I'll let you try to defend what Seth just said.
I'm not here to defend anything. I'm just saying, play better defense, run the ball more. Here's the thing. When I look at this matchup, and literally the worst defender on their team, according to PFF, is Damian Square, and he sits right in the middle of that defensive line. Why not run down his throat? Just why? They don't run a lot of linebackers that you feel can really affect the run predominantly. I'm just at a shock at how little their linebackers played last week in general, because they played so much coverage. And obviously Tyreek Hill is a threat to anybody. Casey Hayward's having a rough couple of games, and maybe he can get behind him. Obviously, Adrian Phillips is not playing well. Derwin James is his own thing. And by the way, I don't buy that he can cover Kelsey and shut him out. So that's one thing, but I want to see them, you know, mix it up a little more, you know?
Derwin James is not shutting down Travis Kelce. I'm just going to throw that out there. And Derwin James on Tyreek Hill, yeah, he had one good pass breakup that I remember in the first game. I'll take that matchup too.
And my one thing, I wouldn't mind seeing more of a split. The only problem is, you know, Hunt's gone. Where's hurt? And so, you know, do you trust? I don't think Damian Williams is a bell cow type. I mean, do you trust Darrell Williams with 20 carries?
Sure.
Yes!
Between
yes!
the tackles?
Okay, you talk me into it. I'm with you. Let's do this. I love it.
Seth, come away from the dark side, please.
No, I love it. Let's have the Shermanator game part two. Because you know something? He actually didn't look half bad running that inside-outside zone in week 17 last year. He had good vision. So yes, I am here for this. I'm here for the Anthony Sherman 150 total yards from scrimmage game.
The secret weapon.
Seth, please don't encourage him. That's just way too far off the rails. What I will say though, Darrell Williams, I think actually that would be a good matchup to see, is letting him run in between the tackles. I do think that they'll give Damian some carries there, but that you're right. That's not his skill set. That's not what he's great at. But I really do think that with this Los Angeles defense, you can spread them out and you can throw all over them all day long. And you can still run at different times, and use, Damian Williams like you used Kareem Hunt a lot, and spread him out, get him outside and then bring him back in and run, you know, an outside zone or something like that. I do think that's going to be something that Kansas City can use this week.
Makes sense. But here again, I mean, you said just throw the ball all over the field. So I'm always going to say that makes sense.
Well, that's true. Fair enough. I was waiting for Ryan to disagree with me, but Ryan is, you know,
I'm playing it cool.
He's just giving it. He's just giving up. It's okay. Now
I'm all for balance.
You flip it over to the other side of the ball, though, and that's where Kansas City is really going to have problems. I do think that their corners are going to play very well against, not very well, but play well enough against this team. The question mark really becomes, can they handle the running backs out of the backfield? And if Eric Berry is able to play, is he able to cover Antonio Gates, who's been his kryptonite?
Sorry. I just got lost in thought for a second there.
Seth is busy thinking about Eric Berry and Chiefs uniform.
I was actually torn between thinking about Berry versus Gates, and then I thought more along the lines of, you know, the running backs out of the backfield really hurt the Chiefs last time. If neither of those guys start, I mean, Eckler is a really solid player and Gordon's solid too. So, I mean, I think that was part of the issue. And in week one, the Chiefs didn't have Dorian O'Daniel playing. And they've been much more effective against running backs out of the backfield since he started getting more playing time. So I'm not too worried about that. My biggest worry is Keenan Allen against the Chiefs corners, simply because Keenan Allen against almost anyone is a mismatch.
Can't disagree with you there. I mean, that's going to be difficult, but at the same time, I think they did pretty good against Keenan Allen last time. He got some yards, but it wasn't like he went off like a Marcus Peters type going off the first time. What was it, 2 years ago?
Yeah, that was bad.
So I think they figured out how to at least slow him down a bit. Ryan, what do you think defensively? How does this team stop Los Angeles?
You know, obviously Keenan Allen is the main concern, but he has scored like in five straight games or something like that. The guy that I thought he dropped a couple of what would have been touchdowns in the first game and he scored is Tyrell Williams. I think he has an ability that's kind of uncanny to get behind the defense, especially Skandrick. And I worry about that much of matchup in particular. But I'm hoping that with Barry's return and depending on what the pitch count really is, that he may be able to provide some help. And I think that changes the dynamic of that particular matchup and Allen as well, knowing that Barry's out there lurking around. For me, I think what's going to happen, this young running back guy, I can't even keep his name straight. I think it's Justin Jackson. I could be wrong, but he's got some pop too. So just Eckler being absent is not the end of the road for them. So can you maintain your discipline at the inside linebacker level? Can you stop the run when you have to? They have been running well as a team, the Chargers, and obviously we know what the Chiefs do as a running defense.
Can't disagree with any of that. Seth, we need to take another quick break, but when we come back, I want you to talk about how you see this game shifting out or playing out, and we will go to Ryan after that. I really am excited about this game. I do think it's going to be a very good game, and it should be a high-scoring game, as most of the Chiefs contests have been.
Today, we're sponsored by Action Heat. Action Heat makes the best battery-heated clothing on the market. Heat on demand at the touch of a button. They're engineered for safely and efficiently delivering heat via heating panels, similar to the heating in your car seats. Perfect for a friend or family during the holiday season. And Action Heat clothing, it provides a toasty warmth whenever you want it. Comfort for your whole body. And they have a array of different products from jackets, socks, gloves, hats, the whole nine yards. They're available in men's and women's, and they make some great gifts for this holiday season. It's certainly wintertime, and there's snow on my ground. I don't know about you, but what we've got for you is a special offer, and that's to save 20% on your entire order. Just go to actionheat.com/lockedon to check out everything Action Heat has to offer. All those hats, gloves, mittens, everything you need to put the kids outside or to go snowplow. That's actionheat.com/lockedon and use the promo code locked on. You can save 20%. Stay toasty and warm while you enjoy all the outdoor activities that winter has for you. We thank them for sponsoring the podcast.
Before we get to our predictions, like I said before, go check out DraftKings. Go check out the special that they have going on right now for the Chiefs versus Chargers. It will be linked in the show notes. Seth, how do you see this game playing out on Thursday Night Football?
I think that it's going to be a pretty back and forth, pretty high scoring thing to an extent. But I think the Chiefs, especially with the injuries the Chargers currently struggle with, I think the Chiefs win this one pretty comfortably. I do think that Rivers has historically struggled at Arrowhead, and that doesn't always necessarily mean anything, but Sutton's defense has generally given him problems. I think given the late scores the Chargers had in week one, people are really forgetting that game was not that close. And that's, you know, the final score made it look like it was like a, you know, barely a two score game or something like that. But that's because they had like a touchdown and, you know, onside thing going on there really late. It was just that game was over from like the mid third quarter. So I do think the Chargers are a really talented squad. I think they've won a lot of games. I also don't think they've played a lot of tough teams. Whereas, I mean, the Chiefs have played, they've played the Rams. They've played the Patriots. Now both those teams beat them. They've also played, you know, the Steelers. They've also played the Ravens. They've also played the resurgent Browns. They've also played, you know what I mean? They've played tougher teams and beaten them. Whereas the Chargers, if you look at their schedule, I don't think they've played remotely as tough a schedule. And I think that really comes into play. This will be like the fifth or sixth big game the Chiefs have had this year. And well, yeah, I just don't see it as much.
they barely beat Cincinnati, and Cincinnati was playing their backup QB without AJ Green.
Right. And, you know, comparative scores don't always mean a whole lot, but I mean, you know, the teams that they've beaten, they did beat Seattle at Seattle. They managed to squeak one out against Pittsburgh on the road. So those are a couple of quality wins. Beyond that, I'm not seeing a single quality win on their schedule. They got whooped pretty handily by the Chiefs. They got whooped pretty handily by the Rams. They lost a heartbreaker to the Broncos. And the only reason they beat the Steelers, based on what I've heard, I haven't watched the game, but I talked to a few analysts about that one, and basically it required some divine intervention. So I don't think they've played the same quality of competition. And in my opinion, that has an effect on your ability to win these types of games. You know, racking up wins against San Francisco post Garoppolo, Oakland, Cleveland before he was fired, Tennessee when they were in the middle of their swoon, and then finally one quality win over Seattle, then Oakland. Then they lost to Denver.
Yep.
Since then, it was, they whooped Arizona, great. And they got lucky against Pittsburgh and barely beat the Cincinnati team the Chiefs killed.
Right. And like I said, beat him with their second round or their second QB and without AJ Green. I think they also lose next week against Baltimore. But we will see how that shakes out for Los Angeles. Ryan, how do you see this game shaking out?
You know, at the end of the day, I think the defense gets a lift from Barry's return, whether it's, you know, 65 snaps or 20 snaps. And I think it all culminates in that. And this is, this is a team that, like you said, does falter from time to time in Arrowhead. I think they are pretty powerful. I think, Bosa and Ingram are doing a fairly good job. So they're not to be taken lightly, but I think in the end, the environment, the Barry lift, and, I don't think Pat has to throw new look passes to beat this team. I do see it coming down to, not a whole lot of defense, but I'm going to say it's going to be 35-28 Chiefs.
Seth, did you give a score?
I think I gave you one at some point, but I don't remember it. So I'm going to say 34-24.
Okay. I do think Kansas City wins this game. I'm not going to say that it's going to be a comfortable win, because their defense, it just isn't quite there yet. And we'll see whether or not Eric Berry makes as big of a impact as I think he possibly can. I do think Kansas City scores a lot of points. I'm not so sure that they don't put up 40 on this Chargers team. With Eric Berry coming back, with red on red, with the way they played against Baltimore, with just all of that going on, I'm not so sure they don't put up 40. So I'm going to go 41-31, Kansas City.
Well, we're all pretty optimistic, folks. Let us know what you think. Hit the Locked On Chiefs account on Twitter. Let us know what your prediction is. We also want to ask you to check out DraftKings. We have a great deal going with them with the promo code Locked On. And we have our own Locked On leagues right there. It's like a $3 league. Tons of people you can join. And it's just a single game. You just draft players for this particular game. It's a great, like, specific look at matchups. Check that out. It'll be in the show notes as well. We thank you for all your attention. We'll be back post-game. And enjoy yourselves for Thursday Night Football. We'll talk to you then.
Subscribe to the show on iTunes or Google Play. Follow the show on Twitter at Locked On Chiefs. Check out my work at RGR Football on YouTube, Chris's work on LockedOnChiefs.com, and all of Seth's film analysis at TheAthletic.com. Thanks for listening.